This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso, of course, begins with the command to go ahead and continue with that accounting of Shevet Levi, this time B'nai Gershom. And at the end of this entire accounting, both of Gershon and Merari, we're told, Kol ha'pekudim asher parkad Moshe b'Aaron, u'nesiyei Yisrael ha'Leviim l'mishpachosam u'levei avosam. We get a final accounting of the Leviim to their families and to the families of their forefathers. Why are we highlighting the families of the Leviim, and why are they counted separate from Am Yisrael? So the Medrash Tanchuma explains it's because of the uniqueness of Shevet Levi. As the Medrash says, Kedayu legiono shel melech, it's worthy of the legion of the king to be counted alone. At the same time, we also know that they were counted separately, as they earned the right to enter Eretz Yisrael for not being involved in the Egel. And so in that regard, they replaced the Bechorim from each family who were originally supposed to take care of the Mikdash. Formerly the Bechorim, now Shevet Levi. So it used to be that every family was going to have its own representative, and now we had 8 families that were going to represent. Rav Rivlin, the former Mashgiach and Karim Yamna, added that this change allowed for an exchange for a family-centered Kedusha to a united, centrally organized Kedusha that would include the families and the greater Jewish family together. And that's the first idea. In addition, after we read of this section, we enter the long aliyah that is Parshas Sota and Parshas Nazir and the Parsha of Birchas Kohanim. So in regard to the Sota, we also read the Hinit Ma. We discover that this is a woman who's suspected of adultery, and the Torah gives 2 possibilities that may exist. One is that she became Tame. Now, why is the concept of Tuma introduced here in regard to adultery? It seems so out of place. Usually, Tuma applies to a situation in regard to Tahara. Here we should be talking about Asur and Mutar. But Roshata quoted the Avnei Nezer, who noted that any loss of Kedusha leads to Tuma, whether in a marriage which is built on Kedusha has a gap in it. That gap, as with the adulteress, creates an airspace of Tumah, hence the title Vinit Ma in this regard. And so what happens to the Sota? When she comes, Behibias Karbanala Asiris Aifa Kemach Saurim. A man should bring his wife to the Kohen, and she should bring a carbon of barley. Why does the Sota bring a carbon specifically of barley? And so the Baba Varebi quoted the famous comment of the Gemara that she asked a mas of a hema. And so, karbana machal behema, she acted in a manner of animals, and so her karban is the food of animals. The issue, says the Baba Rebbe, is that the food of animals is one of rushing. If she sinned, the karban references and atones for the sinful behavior of rushing to sin. If not, the reward for the accusation is a rush on the process of the continuation of life, namely, v'nikta v'nizra zara, that she'll be able to have babies. We're told, Ishki Yafli Lindor Neder Nazir, when a person sets himself apart, and Rashi cites the famous comment of the Gemara, that Karoa Sota Bekokula Yazir Ansomun and Ayayim, when a person sees a Sota in a state of defilement, he will take a Naziris from wine. Now, why does he need to see the Sota, Karoa? Why does he have to see her? Why isn't it enough that this is just the mitzvah of Hashem? You know it's a mitzvah. Don't do things that are adulterous, and therefore Yazir Ansomun Ayayim. So the great Rav of Amunas Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva, Mashgiach of Torah Vadas, Rav Moshe Wolfson, explains that this teaches us that when someone sees Torah violations, he or she needs to know that there's something wrong within him or her, which leads Hashem to include him or her in the process, even passively, just knowing about it. In other words, when there's an awareness of sin on a personal front, if you know that somebody else committed an Avera, even the onlooker needs to know that that's not haphazard. It's a message from Hashem that we need to consider changing our own actions and life path. Rav Wilson doesn't say this, but to be perfectly fair and honest, it's a reminiscent of a situation that happened in the Kavna Kolel, the famous Kavna Kolel, founded by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when Rabbi Yisrael walked in one day and began to give a major Musa Shmuz about Shemir Shabbos because he heard of a terrible violation that was taking place in Paris, France. And so he explained to the people that if word had gotten out to the members of the Kolel, he explains to them that, listen, frankly, if the word had gotten out about the lack of Shemir Shabbos and it made it all the way here to Kovna, that means that there's something wrong here in Shemir Shabbos and Kovna that's leading to the egregious behavior in Chilul Shabbos all the way out in Paris. If we know about something, it has to be something that affects Kol Haroa Sota B'Kol Kula. If you see it, that means you have a responsibility to go ahead and take a personal lesson and make a personal repair in your own life as a result. Okay, so then we're told the Hazir Lashem, there is a Nazirus over here. This whole concept of being a Nazir is a little bit strange in of itself. The Nazir, on the one hand, is called a crown wearer, and at the same time, he's called a Chote, Nazir Elokov. He's wearing the crown of Hashem on the one hand, and yet at the other time, he brings a Karban Chatas because he sinned to Hashem, because he asked, he forbade a benefit from Hashem's world onto himself. And so how are we supposed to understand these diametrically opposing associations? So Rav Yochum Schlesinger, the famous Rav of Gilo, explained this that precious or separation from this world is a means of serving Hashem. That's true, but Hashem doesn't necessarily want us to serve Him only through precious. We're supposed to use things that Hashem gave us in order to properly serve Him on a spiritual level in Ruchnius. Nazirus is a means for a person to rid himself or herself from earthly desires, yes. But if they're only temporarily gone and then they come back afterwards and you still have the same desire, so all you did was you were a chote. So it's a question of how you're going to utilize this situation. We're also told Vichu Nekar, that Hashem is going to show us chen. And so the Medrash notes that this means Hashem will send the awareness that we should show chen and mercy towards one another. Rav Baruch Mordechai Yizrachi Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva Bateres, notes that this is a big bracha to receive compassion and mercy, yes, but it's even a bigger bracha to know how to provide compassion in the mercy. It's a step that requires das, awareness, to make it happen. We also spend the bulk of the parsha repeating all 12 of the Karbanos HaNesiim. And why does the Torah spend so much time on the Karbanos of the Nesiim? So Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg, Zatzal Rosh Yeshiva Karen Biavne, used to note that based on the Medrash, each Nasi had a different intentions that led him to bring the different particular carbon that he brought. So although the ends were the same, the reasons were different and worthy of elaboration, in the Torah, each one had a different reason. It may have been the same thing, but it was a little bit different. Roshach Zatzal, the famous Ponovitch Rosh Yeshiva, adds that in Shemayim, Hashem doesn't only appreciate the masses, but He celebrates with each individual as if He were the only one in the world. And maybe that's the message that we're supposed to be taking from this experience as well. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read a famous episode of Manoach and his wife and the preconditions of the birth of Shimshon, who was going to be a Nazir. And we're told, Mikol Asher Amati Lo Isha Tishamer. And why does Manoach ask for a Malach to come and teach him the laws of Nazirus? Why didn't he just consult with someone else? And also when the Malach comes back and gives him instructions, he doesn't seem to say anything new. So what's the purpose of the visit? So Rav Shimon Shkwab answers that Manoach was bothered by the following: how can I teach my son to be a Nazir if I myself am not a Nazir? And to this Hashem sent a Malach who tells Manoach, if you want your son to follow you, you personally have to keep everything I told your wife that your son must keep. We are the best examples and the best lesson givers, the role models for our kids. We can't just simply go ahead and expect them to follow what is special for them. We have to model it if it's going to be something that's supposed to be important in their lives and in ours as well. Wishing you a wonderful and terrific Shabbos and a Shabbat Shalom to all.